Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris went to Texas to find out.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say is the opposite. They never tell the truth.
To Alex Jones, the world is a very dark place.
America has been captured. America is being robbed. We are now being looted like a third world nation. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. World government means world tyranny run by a scientific dictatorship of control freaks that want to carry out forced population reduction.
Do you actually believe everything you say?
I believe all of it, absolutely. What I'm telling is the truth.
None of it is, you know, a shtick, a show at all?
No, it's all true.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back.
I'm live in 30 seconds.
All right. His six-day-a-week radio show and webcast reach an estimated 1 million people a day.
This federal intrusion is out of control.
And on YouTube and elsewhere, Jones estimates 200 million people have seen his various...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, the third day of September, 2010. And we've had Salon come out and basically attack me yesterday. The New York Times come out and report on us. And more than 100 newspapers. I didn't even have time this morning when I searched my name to look at one-tenth of the stories. And, of course, last night I got a call from some family who noticed that on ABC Nightly News, they promoted the fact that on Nightline Tonight, the number one purveyor of paranoia porn. Of course, the New York Times and others have called Gerald Celente the purveyor of pessimism porn. They said that, what, 3 years ago when he said that the stock market was going to plunge and that the housing bubble would pop, and they're still calling him that when he can just look at the basic facts like any other economist or researcher who's telling the truth can do. And this hit piece is very sophisticated. And a lot of times I don't cover even national television reports about myself just because we're too busy covering all the other important news. But I'm going to cover this first today. Then we're going to get into all the news. We have several guests on as well on the Second Amendment, on the naked body scanners, you name it, coming up today. But the reason I want to lead with this report when we come back from break is that it is a bird's eye view into how they manipulate, how they brainwash, how they condition people. And there's so many different layers to this propaganda. I mean, one obvious one is they come in and say, and use a short clip out of context where I say either Hitler is good or either Hitler is bad. And the image and idea is basically this guy's Hitler. And they also talk about if you're a kook on the street corner, people laugh at you. But if you've got a radio show, people pay attention to you. So the message is this guy's a kook. But they were here for a whole day, and I gave them documentation for everything that I covered. And they basically implied that I'm exaggerating and making this stuff up. But the most dominant message was over and over again, is he serious? Does he really mean what he's saying? And the idea is that I am a charming kook who has built this media empire and that I don't really believe what I'm saying. Well, that's why we have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'd say 95% of what we cover here is just open source legislation, government documents, and we're breaking it down. Of course, I believe everything I talk about here on this broadcast. So it's all about demystifying Alex Jones. It's all about basically saying that I'm exaggerating and hyping things and that things aren't as bad as I say and that, oh, I'm going to cause dangerous people to do violent things. So they basically threw the kitchen sink at me, and it backfired, of course. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Friday, September 3rd, 2010. Coming up in about an hour and a half in studio, Paul Velte, the founder and the head of a wonderful Second Amendment organization in Texas, fighting for decades for liberty, Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights, will be in studio. He's an attorney, and he's been closely following a case that we've also been tracking here, and I've met the individual. When they wanted to shut down the gun show that had been here for close to two decades in North Austin, they would send in stings of illegal aliens with Texas IDs saying they were citizens, and it's legal and lawful to then sell in a private sale if you say you're a citizen and the person selling to you isn't a gun dealer, just a private citizen selling their firearms. They call it the gun show loophole to sell, but they don't care. And I see this all the time. People are convicted of things that are not illegal. I have seen cases where people have been indicted and it's gone to court and the judge has instructed the jury that they have committed a crime and basically told the jury to convict them, which judges aren't supposed to do. In the case of Kelly Rushing, handing out a VHS tape, this was 8 years ago, back when VHS was still around, a VHS tape with Ron Paul 45-minute speech called Neocon on the House floor and my film Road to Tyranny. And he was charged with two counts of threatening law enforcement. They said Ron Paul's speech was threatening. This was in the newspapers in Kentucky, like it, with a straight face, like it was reasonable. Not like, hey, this is the Soviet Union. This is wrong. No, the news was, thank goodness, that Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, upstanding family, business owner, would walk up to state police and give them the video and say, please watch this. It's important for you and your family. And they said that it was a threat to law enforcement and disrespectful. So he was charged with being disrespectful. I mean, that's what the judge said, but the actual charge was terroristic threats. And it went to the jury, and they said no on both counts. Not in the case of this gentleman, and Paul Velty is going to be covering it today. He's got a press release that he called me last night with that he wanted us to post at Infowars.com. And the headline is, Feds convict Texan for selling a gun to an illegal alien with Texas driver's license. And they used this to then shut down the gun show. They had threatened the owners of the venue that were leasing the space once a month to the Saxit, great folks. And when that, when the intimidation wouldn't work, they just staged this event. It's absolutely terrible that this poor man is facing, what is it, 6 months in a, quote, federal work camp. I guess he'll probably go out to Bastrop out there on the, built onto the side of the military base. The Federal Correctional Facility, Camp Swift, is one of their little work camps. So we're going to be discussing that coming up. I've also got a guest on who came up with these, and I think it's a genius idea. Number one, I'm not going through a naked body scanner. Kind of like with the thumb scanners. A lot of people say, well, if you've got a thumb scan to get a driver's license, all you've got to do is put super glue on your thumb, and then they're not going to get a real thumb scan. And people do that, put a couple of layers of super glue, and it looks clear, but it blocks out the scan. The people aren't paying attention behind the counter. I went ahead and got a license about 5 years ago. I'd gone for 6 years without one, and it was causing a real problem to fly and get my job done. So in this whole secret police grid, I just went ahead and walked in and barely put my thumb down, and they didn't even pay attention that they didn't get a scan. I mean, I wasn't even really touching. I just barely put it on there, and I'll guarantee you they didn't get a scan. That's one way to do it. But I recommend legislation against the illegal federal ID cards. That's what I think is important, is not try to get around things. I mean, you can do that while you're at it. But the main attack is pointing out this is a police state, has nothing to do with stopping illegals as they, you know, rolled it out across the country back in the mid-90s, claiming it was for that. You've obviously noticed it's not for that. They're issued their separate consular matriculas and are above the law. But they've come out with underwear for men and women with scanner-proof. It's impregnated, I guess, with lead. Or I'll ask the inventor later. I'm not quite sure. Some type of metal, and it does work, and it blocks out the scanners so the perverts and the government don't get shots of your genitals. That's some granny panties right there, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be a YouTube hit right there. So we've got a guest popping in on this subject later. Perhaps I'll have some of the staff wear these on your head, you know, to protect you from the radiation as well. All right, that's enough. And they come in multiple colors. And I'm trying to get these folks as a sponsor. The point is that I hope this catches on because it'll make the TSA really angry. And they'll probably say, oh, no, you're not allowed to cover your genitals up. You know, they already lied and said, we can't see your genitals. Now they admit they look at the genitals to make sure it's tuned. They look for those details as part of their handbook. And they are saving all the images. They lied about that. Here's another one. This is hands covering up your genitals. It's imprinted on the underwear. Pretty soon they'll say this is paraphernalia and it's illegal, probably. You know, you've got to let the devils in the government and the Homeland Security do all of this. Okay, let me stop screwing around here because this is a serious radio transmission. And we are dealing with serious issues here. We have seen a mega hit piece by Nightline. Nightline is the most viewed television news program, broadcast television. It reaches conservatively 7 million people a night. That's conservatively what it reaches. And they also, I'm told, have been airing pieces of this on the ABC Nightly News. I'm kind of proud of myself. It was about 9:30 when I got word that in about an hour, 10:30 Central Time, Nightline was coming on. It took my wife and I about an hour to get the television set working for us to be able to even watch it after the children had been put to bed. It took an hour to get the TV working to watch television. That'll give you an idea how much TV I watch. In the garage where I run on the treadmill almost every morning, the only way I can make myself run is to watch movies, typically action movies, things like that, so I can kind of shift into suspended disbelief and forget that I'm jogging, something I hate to do. So I do probably watch 45 minutes a day of television. And it's just all laced with propaganda and conditioning, and I do learn quite a bit about what the system's doing. And I do watch excise clips of a spectrum of international television, national, local television, on YouTube and Google every day. And then I send those select clips of things that I think are important to Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes via IM, or I call them and say, post this, please. So I am watching television. I am up on what they're doing, but I tend to watch boil downs of it. So I did spend an hour. And we were able to tune in with the to the digital TV with the digital rabbit ears and actually catch what was going on there on Nightline. And, you know, I was a little concerned because there's been some vicious hit pieces in the past that do the old frontal assault. This guy wants to kill cops. This guy might be a secret white supremacist. This guy might be in league with Chinese jet pilots from Pluto. You know, this guy believes in chupacabras and aliens. I mean, that's one of their most popular disinfo things is that I'm a UFOologist when we don't even cover that here. You know, when he's not covering chupacabras and little green men, he thinks the government's poisoning your water. This piece is more sophisticated. Number one, with these TV pieces, they must put an obesity lens on me. I mean, I'm not svelte. I'm not a toit, as Fat Bastard would say in one of those, what were those stupid movies? Where they make jokes about Austin Powers, yes. but certainly they put the Fat Bleeper lens on me every time I'm on television. And I know what these $100,000 cameras do. If they're tuned right, it actually doesn't add 10 pounds to you, but they do something that always adds about 20 pounds to me, which I always think's comical. So they did that. They did unflattering shots. Anybody that's in television knows this. They did some basic stuff like that. They put this out of context clip where I said either Hitler's good or Hitler's bad, giving you the idea that I'm into Hitler. They use some fascist-looking iconography from the Obama deception to describe that's what I'm pushing, when I'm actually showing the globalist in a fascist light with fascist-looking graphics. So there's all the visual things they were doing. And they, of course, prejudice the entire piece in the opening salvo by saying, you know, if somebody's screaming this on a street corner, you just think, oh, this guy's a lunatic kook, and keep walking and shake your head. But this guy's got a radio show at least reaching 1 million people a day. That's what I told them, 2 million a day. That's what our analysis shows. But they went out and researched, and they think it's 1 million a day. Whatever. And we told them 200 million just of my films being seen on YouTube and Google. It's probably 300, 400 million. We don't know if you count everything. And so they played that down as well, but still, oh, he reaches a lot of people, he's dangerous, and he's the purveyor of pessimism porn. Or a new term, paranoia porn. I'm sorry, that's Gerald Celente and others that criticize derivatives and the end of the Glass-Steagall Act and private banks being able to issue trillions in fake counterfeit money. They call that pessimism porn if you criticize government or the economy or unemployment or toxic waste or the Gulf spill or anything. That's pessimism. No, I'm paranoia porn. I'm a purveyor. You know, the stuff that we put on air, you got to put in a black bag when you leave the shop. Porn, you know, that idea of it needs to be censored, it needs to be put in a red light district, it needs to be curtailed, and then, I could cause people to commit violence. And so they just go down the line a 6.5 minute piece that is a window into pure brainwashing. Stay with us.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build a big gun.
I mean, there are so many things, different layers and systems of visual and audio disinformation in this piece. You could teach an entire semester college course just on this 6.5 minutes. This is a wonderful way to educate people. And they had a lot of different messages, but Alex is going to cause violence. Alex doesn't really mean what he's saying. He exaggerates. You know, we're going to find out, does he really believe what he's saying? It goes on and on and on. And I was honest with him. I said, well, sometimes I overstate things, but not on purpose. But most of the time, I underestimate things. And our viewers and listeners over the years have learned that. It's almost always worse than we first thought. I mean, that's what government and these corrupt corporations are involved in. They've gotten so accustomed to doing whatever they want and getting away with it that the sky's the limit. And it just went on and on and on with different layers of it. And, you know, showing me as jovial and always happy and has three children. See, things really aren't that bad. No, things are great on this planet. Life is wonderful. We're defending the good things by fighting back against this corruption. But here is one of the key points of the overarching system. I had Dan Harris, the host of ABC Nightly News. He's one of the main hosts. He's the official weekend anchor. I took him in and showed him Herman Von Rompuy calling for world government, head of the EU. Gordon Brown, they were here 6 months ago, still prime minister of England. I gave him Rothkopf's article, head of the Kissinger Group in the Washington Post, super class, admitting there's a world government. I gave him And Now for World Government, Financial Times of London, by their foreign editor, admitting it is an authoritarian secret government. It is world government. It's for your own good. And he would just laugh at it and say, they don't really mean the world government you mean. And I would give him government documents where they were talking about putting things in the water to sterilize us or reduce fertility. And I gave him documents about the flu shot causing convulsions in Guillain-Barre and everything. Now confirmed by the British Medical Journal and the EU Commission. I mean, it's now admitted. Wasn't 6 months ago. We just had all the medical experts on to cover it and read the inserts on air. I mean, the inserts admit it. Now it's admitted mainstream news. And he would not put any of that in the piece. It's just their credibility up against mine. They're ABC News. They're slick. And I'm saying, look, you guys have gone from denying world government exists to saying, okay, it exists, but it isn't nefarious. I mean, it's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine, everywhere. World government, literally thousands of articles. In 1 week last year when they had the G20 in Pittsburgh, we did the Google search on air in news. Thousands of articles saying world government. Almost all of them saying how good it was. In 1 week, thousands. Thousands. And they were here just right after that. And I was showing them this. Stacks of news I tried to give them. Stacks of videos. And they just would laugh at me. And that day while they were here, I even knew what they'd do. I went to dinner with them afterwards. And I said, please, don't say that I just had one CNN report that said, hey, green sex life is good. Green dating is good. Only have one child. I said, I read four articles on air in that one day, and my point was that one day without looking, four articles in mainstream news saying how good it is to have only one child for your carbon footprint. I mean, a guy just took hostages 2 days ago saying this. It's all over the news. You wallow in it. I don't take Time Magazine and Newsweek. My mother still does. I go to their house for dinner at least once a week with my children, and they're laying around. It's the end of summer. You know, kids should stay in school. You should only have one child. Suicide is good for the earth. I mean, it's everywhere. I'm not even looking for this, and I'm in the checkout line at the grocery store and see it everywhere. Routinely buy the magazine and show it to you. And I was giving him piles of this, and what did Dan Harris do? He says, Alex, I've got the CNN report. It was just joking about having one child. And I said, no. And then he just cut. He wouldn't show me saying, no, I showed you four articles today. And my point is, we are basted in this propaganda, this anti-human propaganda, this overpopulation propaganda. And his message is, Alex exaggerated. By taking out of context what I did. But he went further. We're going to play the clip when we come back. And I'm going to analyze it. He went further than that. I mean, every millisecond, everything they do is a distortion. He said, I won't even give you that a world government's forming. As if he gives it to me. As if he's up on the mountain and I receive it like he's Moses with the tablets engraved with the Ten Commandments. The Leviticus law. He is my priest. You know, ABC, if they say it isn't real, it isn't. When Dan Harris, the anchor of Nightline, the anchor of ABC Nightly News, when I showed him the establishment themselves in triplicate calling for world government and showed him videos of it, he just said, no, there is no world government being formed, even though the IMF came out last week with another report calling for world government and a new global currency called the Bancor. So he's hoping his audience is ignorant and trying to dumb them down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want! It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and even no significance and classism, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Resistance is not. Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stay. submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That was a 2.5 minute clip from my appearance in the 2000 award-winning Richard Linklater and Tommy Pallotta film, Waking Life. Thank you for joining us today. Paul Velt is coming up in the next hour to discuss the vicious attacks on the Second Amendment. I've got world news, health news, climate and energy, Israel, Iran, Middle East news, war on terror news. But right now, college is in. We are breaking down the anatomy of a high-tech brainwashing disinformation Nightline piece. 7 million people conservatively watched this as their lead story last night. They did a few minutes on the hurricane and then cut straight to this. Then they went to Tony Blair and his admissions after that. And I'm going to go ahead and start playing this clip. I'll be stopping it throughout. I've already analyzed the basic disinformation tactics they used, but then I'm going to stop and, again, point each one out. And people know this about mainstream corporate media. They understand the agenda. People instinctively know how much they twist and spin and lie. So 10 years ago, when they could get away with this more, when people were just starting to really wake up and change their paradigm, it would just be brazen, a total straw man. And we still see some of those tactics. 2 hours after Poplawski kills three cops, the guy hates me, he's a white supremacist, attacking me all over the web. I didn't know who he was, but later we found out. And they lied and said Alex Jones, you know, made him do it. And I forced 5 newspapers to retract. Okay, I sent them letters, and I said, look, here he is on his website and other white supremacist sites attacking me. You know he didn't do this for me, and you know that this was put out within 2 hours of them arresting him. How dare you? And they retracted. So they still do brazen straw man type stuff, trying to sick the police and IRS on me. The Statesman, New York Daily News, implied that I supported Stack attacking the flying his airplane in the building here in Austin. I was on air within 1 hour and 10 minutes of that happening. It happened at about 9:55. I was on air at 11. So about an hour and 5 minutes later, and I said, you watch, they're going to blame it on me. This is horrible. I'm against violence. And an hour after that, by the noon hour, so 2 hours and 5 minutes later, there were already blogs making fun of me. Look, Alex is saying this about himself. He's saying they're going to blame him. What a kook. And within minutes of that, there was already mainstream articles saying that I basically loved it and was encouraging it. I know how they operate, okay? I know what they're up to. All I do is study them. You know what your favorite football team's going to do. You've been watching them for decades, or you love a coach, and you most of the time can judge what play they're about to run, and you sit there in your house drinking beer, eating pizza, saying, look, Bob, I told you he was going to run the split wedge shotgun or whatever it is. It's the same thing. All of you can figure this out if you just start studying how they operate. So people know they spin and lie, but now they're not as brazen. They do it in a lot of different ways. And so they just imply I'm sitting around going, the government's poisoning the water. The government's once world government. You know, Jones has no proof. He's just saying this. And very telling how ABC anchorman interviewing me said, oh, I'm not going to even give you that a world government's being formed. Counting on his viewers, hoping his viewers haven't read the thousands of mainstream articles admitting world governments here, run by private international banks, exactly as we said it would form, and run by the exact people we said would form it, because we were reading their own white papers. And I've used this analogy many, many times, but it'd be like if my wife liked a television show, and she told me, this show is coming on Monday night at 8. And then the show came on, and I said, my gosh, honey, you're a genius. How did you know this was coming on at 8 o'clock? Because it's in the TV guide. I mean, the Rockefeller Foundation in 68 said we'll develop vaccines to sterilize people. In 88, they said we've got a tetanus shot with a hormone added that'll sterilize women. Then by 1995, through a UN program, Rockefeller funded, they were caught doing it in 3 continents, Asia, Africa, and South America. I mean, open and shut. Done. Caught. Red-handed. Red-handed. And now because we're exposing them, they're coming out going, yeah, we do want to sterilize you. It's for the earth. Yeah, we do want to add stuff to the water to make you calm and make you happy and make you be passive and go along with what we're saying. So you're literally hooked into a brainwashing system when you just sit there drooling watching television. And that's who they want. They want their audience that just sits there on Prozac or sits there on drugs or whatever they're doing or drunk, just accepting whatever ABC says. They're hoping you're not conscious. We're saying be conscious. Watch everything. Learn about these tactics. What is my tactic? As I say in the piece, everybody's got an agenda. I teach my son that. Mine is liberty, freedom, and the truth. And I just frontal assault, forget the maneuvers, I go straight at him with the truth, with historical, societal information. And then you make a decision about what you want to do. Okay, I'm going to stop and start this a few times, but here is the Nightline piece that 7 million people watched last night. Here it is.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get a million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones,
okay,
a man who trades in...
Okay, back it up a few seconds. So again, if I say to you, red bicycle, what do you image in your mind? A red bicycle. If I say blue whale, what do you image? A blue whale. If I say giraffe, what do you image? A giraffe. If I say Bengal tiger, what do you see? A Bengal tiger in your mind's eye. It images it. If I say 747, what do you image? A large passenger jet. If I say Colorado, what do you image? Mountains. His image that he puts in your mind is of a person with a scraggly beard with mustard stains down their front, screaming the end of the world is near, drooling. If you stand on a street corner yelling, you know, the government's poisoning the water, you're a kook. But if you're doing it and you're Alex Jones, see, they don't like, they're all about imaging. They don't like it that I'm sitting here in a decent studio, well-spoken, talking to you. See, that has a higher level of gravitas and dignity than a homeless person. And a lot of those homeless people are vets or they're people that have really lived and experienced trauma. And they're freaked out by the incredible realities, and it makes them go crazy. Many philosophers have said you'll get a lot better idea about the world sometimes from an old homeless man. But see, he's a slick guy in a fancy studio with a suit. And that's their message. We have more credibility than Alex Jones. Because they talk softly, they're condescending, they laugh at me. Here it is.
A day, such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris.
Hit pause. To find- Every 5 seconds, another psych warfare operation. Now they're implying I don't have credibility. Am I? You know, I'm just making this stuff up. You have to wonder. See, they don't put the issue on the table. Is a world government forming? Are they putting things in the water to make us servile and to sterilize us? You know, is bisphenol A in the printer ink, in most of the products to sterilize you? I have the government documents talking about it. Of course it is. 5 years ago, they'd laugh at you and say, bisphenol A isn't a problem, shut up, kooks. I had media attack me 5 years ago about bisphenol A. Now they admit it and are pulling it off the shelves. 100% it does it. Thousands of studies. They've known for 6 decades. So see what he's doing? See what he just did right there? They make it about, do you like how Alex looks? Does he even believe what he's saying? It's about whether you believe in me. Because that's all they've got. They're slick. They've got fancy studios. They've got good-looking, well-spoken people. Everyone chosen off of Q scores with focus groups on can they sell this to people. See, with them, it's all packaging. And so they want you to go off packaging, not go out and find out if Alex is telling you the truth, because when you do go research, you'll find out not only am I telling you the truth, it's far bigger than I can even describe. The world's far too big and complex. But in almost every case, it bends towards even being darker than I can even imagine. You can look at their white papers, their documents, but the reality of the tyranny is so much more real than just talking about it. You know, if I say car wreck, dead bodies on the highway, you can image that. But isn't it even more real to drive down the road and see smashed bodies and guts smeared on the road? You ever seen that? I've seen that a few times. I've seen people decapitated on the side of the road. But see, I can tell you about that, but until you've seen it, until you pulled over to help people when a Corvette flips 5 or 6 times and there's people with their heads chopped off and blood squirting out. Oh yeah, I pulled right off when there's blood spurting. You say, what are you talking about? I'm explaining to you that they want you to only have the image. Do you believe ABC or do you believe Alex? And I'm saying you can't believe Alex Jones or ABC. You've got to go out and see the car wreck of tyranny, of the New World Order, of lying about WMDs, of lying about derivatives for yourself. You've got to experience losing your job. You've got to experience your 10-year-old getting cancer from the vaccines. You've got to experience your 18-month-old going into a convulsion when they're given the MMR shot to really know that I'm not lying to you. You've got to experience the CPS coming and taking your child. I know them. What did I say last week? I said every time I see an abuse case, almost every time, and it's really horrible, some crackhead with a 4-year-old child who weighed 15 pounds. A 6-month-old supposed to weigh 15 pounds. It was a case in New York. And it turned out the CPS had known for years and did nothing. But if you're a healthy, good-looking family with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby that they want, they'll take your child for nothing. But if you're some poor black baby that the system doesn't care about because this is a eugenics operation, they let her starve her little 4-year-old daughter to death. She was found in a crap-filled bed, chained down 15 pounds, looking worse than a concentration camp victim. What did I say last week? I said, I've seen these cases over and over again. The really horrible, you'll hear, CPS needs more funding in Texas or Florida or New York or Michigan because, oh, they let this family do this to their kid. Turns out they were having visits every week to the house and wouldn't take the child from this crackhead that wouldn't feed her baby. But your child falls out of a tree and breaks their arm, and is 4 years old or 5 years old or 6 years old or climbs up on a picnic table and falls off, they're going to take your child because they got families that want that little child. And those families are given a backstory. They don't know the child was stolen by CPS. All right, I'm already digressing. That's my point, is this all just feeds out into thousands of other issues and topics and points. All right, continue with the piece. Here it is.
Now, are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say, it's the opposite. They
hit
never
pause.
Tell.
What? I mean, again, every second, what does that mean? I said this global government has many of the same policies and eugenics ideas of Hitler. And so you're either for Hitler or you're against Hitler. You're either for this New World Order or you're against it. This New World Order is Hitlerian. What do they do? They just have me up there saying you're either for Hitler or against it to send a message that was that guy just saying he might be for Hitler? They took a 3-second clip, back it up. Back up to the start. I'm not going to interrupt it anymore until we go to break and we'll come back and play the rest. Please. I've just played 20 seconds of this and I've had to stop it 4 times because everything is to confuse people and make them hate me and to go, what is this lunatic talking about? You're either for Hitler or against it, no context. I gave context. They were here all day, and they took 6-7 months to come up with this 6.5-minute piece of total confusion. Here it is.
If you were to stand on a street corner hollering that the government is poisoning our water supply, you'd probably get little more than eye rolls and head shakes. But do the same thing in a radio booth, you might just get 1 million listeners a day. Such is the case for Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says. Dan Harris went to Texas to find out.
Are you for Hitler or against Hitler? Whatever they say, it's the opposite. They never tell the truth.
To Alex Jones, the world is a very dark place.
America has been captured. America is being robbed. We are now being looted like a third world nation. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. World government means world tyranny run by a scientific dictatorship of control freaks that want to carry out forced population reduction.
Do you actually believe everything you say?
I believe all of it, absolutely. What I'm telling is the truth.
None of it is, you know, a shtick, a show at all?
No.
It's all true.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back.
I'm live in 30 seconds.
All right. His six-day-a-week radio show and webcast reach an estimated 1 million people a day.
This federal intrusion is out of control.
And on YouTube and elsewhere, Jones estimates 200 million people have seen his various documentaries.
We're taking our destiny back! You're not our gods or our masters!
With titles like The Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and The Obama Deception.
You think Obama's a criminal?
Barack Obama is definitely an unconstitutional criminal.
Jones espouses a litany of conspiracy theories, although he thinks that term belittles his reporting.
FEMA's running concentration
camps. All right.
Yes.
We're going to come back and play the rest of it. And I've already made all my comments. It's just everything in that piece is manipulation. Even the clips of my films they used were meant to be confusing. Like, what is he doing? We'll be right back.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Okay, let's continue with this disinformation piece. Roll it.
In concentration camps?
Yes. They have designated sports stadiums. They have designated fields for the American people during a civil uprising.
The government's poisoning the water?
Absolutely. I have all these other government documents where the government proposes and government think tanks propose poisoning the water to dumb down the population, make them more easily manageable.
9/11 was an inside job?
Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
Back it up a few seconds, please. Thank you. So he just sits there. They're poisoning the water. They stage the terror attacks. They've got camps. Like, he's Perry Mason, and I'm just admitting how crazy I am. Of course, I gave him the Emergency Centers Act bill, which is legislation to openly fund what they've already built, Rex 84. I gave him everything. And they admit Brigade Homelands training for civil unrest and mass arrest. I mean, that's Army times. He doesn't care. It's just, boy, look at this crazy person. Let's continue.
It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
Look in the mirror.
People who monitor hate groups say they are extremely worried about the influence Jones had. You know this, but you have these vociferous critics who say that by floating
Back it up again a few seconds. So people that monitor hate groups... But the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been so exposed as political hacks that demonize innocent people and that folks like Hal Turner work for the feds that they wouldn't even say their names. Just people that monitor hate groups. So the message is, I'm a hate group. And then they go into, I'm going to cause violence. Like the guy watching all the Inconvenient Truth movies and things that took hostages a few days ago, who's calling for global one-child policies. Continue.
For his critics who say that by floating these highly charged ideas at a time when the country is already very angry and anxious, that you're making things more dangerous.
Look, I've got to report the information I see and what I believe is happening. I have a responsibility to put out the information, and then what people do with it, that's their issue.
All right, let's stop there. In the text article they wrote for ABC, you can go read it, it says, I've got a responsibility to put out, period. And everybody's in the comments going, what is he, a male hooker? So they made me sound crazy in the text by cutting that out and putting a period when I said I have a responsibility to put out the information I have. Took it out of context in the text because they could lie in the text. And the text... The way they put it together is even worse than the actual piece. It makes it sound like I'm this guy that's about to cause a revolution. And notice, it's not about the corrupt banks, the corrupt government that's making people angry. It's not their fault. No, it's my fault that I'm telling them what the government's doing to them. See how every 10 seconds is another lie. They hit you on every level to try to punch that button. It's a full spectrum attack to try to hit everybody watching with whatever their hot button is. Hate groups, you name it. They're punching those buttons. They make me sound incoherent. I have a responsibility to put out information that I have. They cutted it, put out. Here it is.
ABC Nightly News / Nightline here.
Despite his mistrust of the so-called mainstream media, Jones agreed to let us into his world for a day.
Hey, we're just soldiers looking across each other on the picket line here.
Jones says he doesn't allow his dim view of human nature to color his personal relationship.
Do you have a sense of who your listeners are in terms of demographics?
He's downright ebullient about his wife and their three young children.
So your son knows the word propaganda?
Yes.
A seven-year-old.
All right. We're going to come back and conclude it. And we've got two guests coming up the next hour. Wide open phones in the third. A ton of news I'm going to be covering. But... we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We're going to shift gears into some naked body scanner information and how to resist it. And we're also going to get into attacks on the Second Amendment with an attorney exposing some of this corruption here in Central Texas. That is all coming up. But let's finish up with Nightline last night doing a profile on yours truly. Now they shift into, hey, the world is in trouble, Alex says, but he is happy about life. So see, things really aren't as bad as he says. So now they're going back to, does Alex really mean what he's saying, or is it a stick? When I gave them all the information on every subject I covered. Let's go back to it.
Downright ebullient about his wife and their three young children.
So your son knows the word propaganda?
Yes.
A seven-year-old.
All right, hit pause.
That's what happened.
It's implied there that it's bad if your seven-year-old knows the word propaganda. Wow. Remember when the CPS took Barry Cooper's son and they put in the Williamson County order to take him? The father had taught the, what was it, six, seven-year-old not to trust the government? So, oh my gosh, his son, pretty soon, this person's child knows how to talk. This person's child knows who Thomas Jefferson is. Holy mackerel. This is incredible. And so the message is, then I go on and say, I teach my son to question everything, and that everybody has an agenda. Alex has an agenda, as if having an agenda is bad. No, my agenda is out in the open. I'm naked about what I do. Let's continue.
When you're Alex Jones' son.
I mean, the most important thing is he knows everybody has an agenda, including myself.
All I'm calling for is a real investigation, and the people of Oklahoma City have been calling for an investigation.
Jones, who's 36, got his start with a local cable access show in the 1990s. He now has a huge fan base, which includes celebrities like Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Charlie Sheen.
We want our country back, Mr. President. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth.
And Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Spencer Pratt, good to have you on.
All right, hit pause.
Thank you.
We've had hundreds of celebrities on this broadcast. They contacted me to say they'd become Christian and love the Lord and wanted to expose the New World Order. They know that Spencer and Heidi are unpopular with many people, so it's another guilt by association. Let's continue.
So much. I'm so honored to be on with you. You are a true legend, a true American patriot.
Do you think there's some percentage of the people who watch you who do it for entertainment value?
A very low percentage, but we have heard that before.
While he admits that some people may watch him purely for entertainment, he says the real reason for his recent growth is that the public increasingly mistrusts government.
There's a scientific dictatorship controlling the planet.
However, Jones sometimes seems to latch onto small pieces of information to prove his much larger, more sinister theory.
We've been warning you.
For example, while we're here, he says this about an article he found on CNN.com.
And they recommend having a one-child policy.
And I looked up the article, and I have it, and I can pull it up for you. It's actually a fluffy feature piece interviewing a woman who wrote a semi-jokey book about having environmentally friendly sex, in which she talks about doing dating
on
your bicycle.
And then slipped in there, it says, we might want a one-child policy or to
adopt.
Yeah,
but it was a sarcastic little aside, not like the CNN calling.
Oh, see, it's all sarcastic. But see, we've gone from, there's no move for a world government, it doesn't exist, nuts talk about it, to, you can't prove the world government that's being formed is murderous.
I'm not even granting you that there's a world government being formed.
Yeah, and that's why you're discredited.
Do you think sometimes you work yourself up into a lather on the show where you might sort of overstate your case slightly?
Certainly I've overstated the case sometimes, but more often than not, in hindsight, it comes out and it's far worse than I'd even thought.
New World Order, Scott, we are not your slaves!
He says he actually hates his job and would love to...
We're going to come back and conclude this, but I gave him 4 articles that day with the media promoting one-child policy. You see it everywhere. You can't miss it. That was my point. And he took 1 article of 4 that day and implied it was a joke. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke. So see how they... It's amazing. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633. Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
50,000 unstoppable watts. Thank you for joining us. Okay, so they end the piece with saying, come on, admit that you overstate things sometimes. And I go, well, of course. Sometimes we say things are worse and later find out they weren't as bad as we thought. But most of the time, it's worse than we stated. And that's the truth. We've always... pointed that out here. When we're wrong about something, we point it out. But we try to tell the truth. We try to be accurate. And we have one of the best records of being accurate out there with the trends and the societal movements and things that are going to happen. Just like I told you a year ago that they were saving the naked body scans. That wasn't even my opinion. I mean, when's government lying? When their lips are moving, 95%, 99%, depending on the, I mean, it's over 90%. You've experienced that yourself. But I didn't just go off that and say they're saving the images because I didn't trust them. It was in, and we posted the articles with the Homeland Security directives going back 2 years ago, so a year before I reported this, it was available that they tuned the naked body scanners to be able to know that they can see your genitals. That's how they know they've got the detail they want. That's in the handbook. And that they save them. And now it's come out they lied and are saving them, and they are having mobile vans and federal and state courthouses like we told you they would do. I read think tanks 3-4 years ago promoting how they were going to roll them out on the streets. They've got these big mobile centers that they're going to put at the sports stadiums and for rock events and music events and operas that they're going to force you through. We've shown the industry promo videos. We've shown Homeland Security promoting taser bracelets. And people are like, my gosh, 2 years after you reported on that, the news was promoting taser bracelets. How did you know? Because it was admitted. The industries always tell you what they're going to do years before they go lobby the government to give them billions of dollars to buy this crud. But I'm already digressing. The point that I'm making here is that we were right about the naked body scanners. We were right about all of this. Just like the media is hyping one-child policy and how it's good for your carbon footprint. And he's denying that that's even being promoted. What I said on the air is they're promoting naked body scanners everywhere. That's what I said on air. I said on the show that they were promoting one-child policies everywhere. That's what I said on air. I didn't say there was one article that proved it. I said, here's four today showing how they're promoting it. But they took everything out of context to make it look like I was just making it up. All right, I got a guest coming up in a moment on the naked body scanners and how to try to defeat them and the fraud of their making you submit to having your privacy violated. But let's finish up with the Nightline piece. Here it is.
The case sometimes, but more often than not, in hindsight, it comes out and it's far worse than I'd even thought.
New World Order, scum! We are not your slaves!
He says he actually hates his job and would love to stop his show. If only the bankers would be put in jail, the federal government made smaller, and all corrupt wars ended.
You are criminals!
But he says he doesn't see any of those things happening anytime soon. Until then, he says, it is his duty to shake America out of its trance.
Our good friends at Nightline.
For Nightline, this is Dan Harris in Austin, Texas.
Okay, and they show me joking around. I went on to say, I know you're doing a hit piece. I know you work for the globalists, but they took that out of context, so I'd look goofy. And he said, what do you want to go away? And I said, abolish the Federal Reserve, arrest the Goldman Sachs executives and others that created the fraud of derivatives. He boils it down to arrest the bankers so that a bank manager at a local bank thinks I want to arrest them. And then end corrupt wars. So just pure deception, pure propaganda. What an education on so many levels. Now, shifting gears for the balance of this segment, I want you to go to RockyFlatsGear.com because I really want this system that this fella has invented and invested his own money in and is selling to become popular. I really want this to catch on because I want the naked body scanners removed. They violate our privacy. They're saving the images. They bathe you in radiation. The list goes on and on. And they're getting a 360 biometric scan. But the humiliation, they're now saying they're going to go from trying to force you through the scanners to making everyone do it. And the El Paso Times reported, we first got tips from listeners, then a week later confirmed it was true. It was in the El Paso Times. Everyone's being forced through the El Paso airport. Everyone's being made, including children. Just like at the Denver courthouse and others, they're forcing children through. And so if they do try to force you through, it'll also make the perverts mad. These underwear, they have the image of a fig leaf or the image of hands covering up. They have them for men, women. They have shirts that have an image of hands over the breast, so they don't get to scan that. Joining us is Jeff Buskey of RockyFlatsGear.com to tell me about this product and how it works and exactly what's in it. But I've seen the demonstrations of it. It really does work. How does this stop the radiation from getting the image of your genitals, sir?
Oh, good morning there, Alex, or good afternoon. Yeah, I guess before we jump in, maybe a quick how it works. Yeah, my background is electrical engineering, and I worked for General Electric Medical Systems years ago doing a digital X-ray system, so I have that background with X-ray filters and X-ray image or X-ray generation equipment. And I've been watching this slow creep of tyranny and the ratcheting up of the intrusiveness of the airport scanners. And the so with that, knowing about ionizing radiation and the hazard it represents to living organisms and how ionizing radiation, X-rays in particular, are damaging to the DNA, I thought that a product that would protect radio-sensitive tissues, the breast and the testicles, would be a reasonable thing to do for just general public safety. And then the intrusiveness of the scanner is an obvious issue.
And they've got all these top scientists, even in the New York Times, L.A. Times, admitting that it's 20 to 50 times what they'd previously said, and that it will definitely hurt things on the surface, like genitals, that are very susceptible to radiation, and skin cancer. That's admitted. And if this really catches on, I bet Homeland Security will come out and try to say you can't do it. And then it'll be, wait, I can't cover up my testicles. I can't cover up my wife's breast. I can't let you naked body scan my 7-year-old or 8-year-old daughter or son. I mean, this is really a genius idea you came up with.
Well, it's application of nanotechnology, some material science into a comfortable package or product that people can quickly slip on. We've made it lead-free using more premium materials so that it has a similar...
Yeah, see, I'm ignorant. I apologize. I just guessed that it would have lead impregnated into it because I know a little bit about radiology and that's the classic thing. So you've got something safe in there.
Yeah, well, the idea is to use a high atomic weight element, and lead and is one of those items that... inexpensive material that is a shoe-in for radiation.
Well, that's normal in the X-ray shields, as you obviously know, and it's impregnated within the products and it's safe, but yours doesn't even have that. You have some other type of high atomic weight material.
Yes, and actually it's a blend of low, medium, and high atomic weight materials, and it forms what referred to as a gradient filter.
And by the way, we've gotten this from when my wife has to fly. We've given it as birthday presents to friends. I mean, I really believe in this. And unfortunately, sir, we crashed your site, rockyflatsgear.com, so if folks can't get to it today, make sure you get your site back up.
I try to add more memory knowing that this might happen. We do have an 800 number that it's 1-800 or 888 X-ray knot, and then we'll have the site back up, and when 10,000 people jump on it, it's not designed for industrial use, but they can try back later in the day.
You probably got 100,000 hitting it right now, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be about a million by tonight, so you better get some big servers fast.
Yeah, but the material is designed to be easily worn. It's lead-free. It also has antimicrobial materials added in the form of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide to discourage microbe growth.
And by the way, it's very comfortable. I've tried these out before. I promoted them. And I'm just glad you contacted us. I mean, what is it? Less than a millimeter thick, but it's able to stop the radiation from getting a photo of your genitals.
Correct. And the new scanners now, they're coming out with total recall type scanners that are, it's a transmission X-ray, and they're using those in an airport in Korea, and I think they just installed one in an airport in northern...
I've got to have you back on for a full interview because I've been reading about how they said, Al-Qaeda may have breast implant bombs. We've got to hit you with chest X-rays. I didn't know... Sir, I'm going to look this up. I believe you because I know they have 500 mobile trucks that shoot through your house that are much more powerful than chest X-rays. That's an assault on you and your family. You're telling me airports are putting in the super high-powered babies?
Yeah, there's a product called ConPass, C-O-N-P-A-S-S, and it was designed originally for prison use, And that particular system, I believe, is installed in an airport in Korea.
Holy mackerel. So these only work on the stuff in Europe and the U.S. that get the naked body scan?
No, well, these are designed for both the terahertz waves and the backscatter X-ray system.
Oh, so this even works on the high-powered babies?
Right.
You know what? I got Paul Velty coming up. I want to do a couple more minutes with you and give that number out. It's rockyflatsgear.com. I'm sorry you can't go to his site. My listeners crashed it, but I'm telling you. We'll be right back.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Okay, we are back live. Paul Velty, I've known for... No, I've known you for like 15 plus years. I knew you before I got on the radio because I'd go to gun rallies for Peaceable Texas for firearms rights and for the Texas Rifle Association and all those meetings and groups. How long have you been doing that?
Since 93.
Yeah, so I think I've known you since about 94 when I really got active. So I've known you before I got on air. Now, but we're going to go to you in just a moment. First, get your take on the naked body scanners. You said they're going in the federal courthouse here. You're angry about that. He's also a lawyer. We're going to deal with a very serious Second Amendment issue here with a private seller being persecuted and convicted, dealing with the Austin Gun Show, and similar stings are going on nationwide. He's got a key press release up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and also up on the Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights website. But finishing up with RockyFlatsGear.com, engineer, radiologist expert who got angry about the naked body scanners. He's come up with one that works on all the systems and doesn't have any lead in it. It has other high atomic weight metals in it, and it's very thin, and it really works for men and women, and they have shirts for women that don't want their breasts being scanned. Very, very exciting. Since your site crashed, and I want people to not let the perverts at Homeland Security have their way, give us that number again, Jeff, so that they can call and still get these great things that cover up their privacy.
Sure. Yeah, it's 888-X-RAY. Not
888 X-ray. Not what's the number prefix of that?
Oh, I thought you'd ask me a tough question like that. It's 888-9. Oh boy,
you're trying to calculate it. Let's just go.
Yeah.
With the acronym, give it to us again.
888 X-ray. Not
okay. 888 X-ray. Not. Well, very exciting, and I want, will you send us an email? Because I mean, I know I can search engine it and find it, but that's big news that they're putting the hardcore scanners in. Can you send us an email about that, and perhaps I can have you back up soon to talk about it?
Sure, yeah, we'll have some articles up on that, and then when our server gets back up and going, it was a airport in northern England that was installing the, it's a transmission type, so they put you on a little vessel, and they slide you past the imaging device, and it creates a transmission X-ray. So now I guess the security people are going to be radiologists. So I guess maybe part of the new healthcare program can do mass tuberculosis screening at the airport as a added bonus to these new high-powered machines.
Well, it's incredible, and from what I've read, they don't have the security people standing behind a lead wall or wearing a lead apron. So kind of like the government now says DU's not bad for it, even though the Army admits it's deadly, radiation and poison. It's just like, hey, we're going to radiate everybody. Have you seen the Forbes report about the 500 mobile vans that blast through your walls with radiation?
Yeah, no, I'd seen the company called American Scientific and Engineering, and it's basically a mobile gamma ray device that operates, I think, around 500,000 to 700,000 volt X-ray energy, and it goes through sheet metal in the trunks of cars, and they use it for inspecting the big shipping containers.
And now they're saying they're driving by your house hitting you with this. I mean, I'm a layman, but isn't this off the charts compared to even a chest X-ray?
Yeah, this is 10 times the energy, and the operative word is insane. It's very,
okay,
very
so
dangerous.
I'm a layman. I'm just guessing that, you know, to shoot through your body up close, to shoot through your house, I was saying thousands, but I'm wrong. It's 10 times, but that is still incredible. Sir, I look forward to speaking to you again, and we appreciate you using American ingenuity to fight Big Brother and return privacy. God bless you.
You're welcome, Alex. You have a great day.
You too. Guys, set him up for a full hour. That guy, just I've got to have him on because this is a big issue. Paul Velte, attorney at law, is our guest. He's also the founder and head of Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights, a wonderful no-compromise group here in the wonderful state of Texas. We're about to go to break, but we're going to come back and get into this latest attack on the Second Amendment and persecution of gun owners. But briefly, what's your view on the naked body scanners?
Well, I think they're terrible. I hate them. I mean, I don't even think we should have the metal detectors in the courthouses. I mean, it always starts in the airports, and then it's the federal courthouses first, and then it's on down. They're putting them in the municipal court, traffic court here in Austin now. It's utterly ridiculous. I've talked to some JPs, you know, little justice of the pieces, and I'm like, hey, are you going to get those metal detectors put in? Oh, yeah, I would like to. but they don't have the funding. So you could still go there and not have to get treated like a head of cattle.
You know, I don't really like Perry, but at least he said don't put metal detectors in the Capitol. You know, most of the people there have concealed carries, the senators and House members and lawyers and lobbyists. Somebody comes in here, we got state police, we'll kill them. Somebody comes in here with a gun, we'll blow them away.
Yeah, there's no need for any of it. I want to go back to the freedoms we had when I was first practicing law in Travis County.
Let's finish up with that and get into the big Second Amendment issue. Paul Velte, great guy. I've known him forever.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to Paul Velte in just a moment, dealing with the Second Amendment. But before I go any further, we have offered a special since Monday that is the best seller we've ever had. And I know why. I'm losing money on it. We're taking some of our best-selling classic titles and giving you 5 films for $9.95. 5 DVDs with expanded extras. Now, we sold out of The American Dictators, so we couldn't offer it as part of the 5. So we added Road to Tyranny. The problem is it's going to sell out by this afternoon. And so then we're going to put in the 5 combo Martial Law, Terror Storm, How Weed Won the West, Exposing the Phony Drug War, Fabled Enemies, Exposing the 9/11 Operation as an Intelligence Op, Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings, that key documentary, and 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. But when that's gone, Later this afternoon, the 5 DVD special will change to martial law being added to the 5. And then it's probably going to sell out in a day. And then we're going to add Truth Rising, one of my most important films that shows activism in America and how We Are Change is taking action. It's a really cinema veritas film that doesn't have voiceovers in it. It's my one film of that style. I think it's one of my best films. Amazing. Amazing information. It's going to be added. And this special will probably be over by Monday because I just don't have DVDs to offer it. I mean, you understand that we're selling out of all of these with this special. So Infowars.com, 5 films, $9.95. Infowars.com. If you want the special, get involved now. If you want it with Road to Tyranny, order right now, because as soon as it sells out, we're changing the special and adding martial law. When it sells out, we're adding Truth Rising. When it sells out, we don't have any more of these titles to offer. We've got to reprint them. You understand that? And that'll take about 3 weeks. So they're gone. We will not offer this special with these films ever again. Okay? So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm losing money. I want this information out to people. You can finish your Christmas shopping months early. $9.95, get 5 films, give it to 5 people. Buy a couple of these. A lot of folks are buying, 10 of these specials and saying they're going to give it to everybody they know. $9.95, 5 films with expanded extras. You cannot beat this deal, ladies and gentlemen. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. We are holding back 100 of each title as they sell out to fill those mail orders. Don't worry. We're removing the special when we get about 100 left to fulfill the mail orders. So get those in today. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And remember, we're not funded by Fox News, $40 million a year like Glenn Beck. We're not funded by the Ford Foundation or the Rockefellers or the federal government. We're funded by sponsors and you, the listeners, with PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, buying T-shirts, books, films. And then we bring on all these other activists and defend the entire Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our sovereignty. We couldn't do it without you. Okay, going back to Paul Velte, founder of Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights, and we have this headline press release at Infowars.com. Feds convict Texan for selling a gun to illegal alien with a Texas driver's license. I've followed this case since it happened. They used this fake sting to shut down the gun show outside of law. The police just ordered them, owner of the property to not allow it anymore. Extrajudicial, outside of law. We're going to get into this. This is a big deal. I'm going to give Paul the floor here so he can get a word in edgewise. And we're going to hold him until 5 minutes into the next hour, and Bob Chapman joins us. But I wanted him to finish up the naked body scanners going into the courthouses and other places. And the point he was making during the break was, I used to tell clients, you have a Fourth Amendment. Well, not anymore. So finish up with that, then get into this incredible case, because we're seeing this duplicated as a stage sting all over the country.
Well, I just wanted to point out that when I started practicing law, there were no courthouse security metal detectors. And, I could go into any door of the courthouse, and so could any jurors, could so all the witnesses. But we've gotten so far away from that, they're putting them in everywhere. And now they're making you take off your belt, okay? Travis County Courthouse. When you have to disrobe, that's going too far, truly.
Well, it's an act of submission.
It is.
It's an act of dog training. In Nazi Germany, line up, let us see your papers. Now it's line up, we're going to naked body scan you.
And it got worse in Nazi Germany. They line up, let us shoot you. But it is conditioning. They got the population used to it. They think they need it, and they don't. I lived that life. I know we don't need that. I know our generation is no more violent than the previous. And I want if we're not working.
But if a killer's going to go in, they're going to go shoot through the guards. I mean, it's not going to stop anybody to put naked body scanners in shopping malls, which they're now saying is next.
Well, and then they make exceptions for people. Okay, I can go down and get a little card where I don't have to go through it. And so can a lot of other people. So how are they? It's a two-tier system. We treat some people better, like royalty, than we do the common citizen. Okay, they have to go through the scanners, whereas the judges and the prosecutors and the cops and the defense attorneys and others with special privileges get to go walk right past it. And that is not right.
So it's discrimination.
Everyone.
It's discrimination.
If you're gonna do it at all, you need to do it to everyone. Cause that's the only way you're gonna ensure no one's really carrying. Cause hell, They could give me one of their little passes, and then I go nuts. Okay? So what good is the pass to save or protect people in the courthouse if I decide I'm going to go in and shoot the place up after I get the little badge?
Who watches the watchers?
No one's watching them. I could tell you there's absolutely no one making sure a judge puts in an eight-hour day. There's no oversight over many government people.
Let's shift gears now, unless you've got more to add on that.
No.
With what happened at the Saxit Gun Show, 6 months ago or so, what has unfolded since then, and how they were able to extrajudicially threaten the leaseholder into shutting this down, and now they've sent a Vietnam veteran, a patriot, a guy with, you know, an upstanding, you know, record to prison. He's going to prison for 6 months in a federal work camp. Let's go through this.
All right. Well, I think the important thing is that people need to get the word out that this could happen to them. Okay. This could happen to any of us. What happened was this gentleman, this Vietnam veteran, sold a gun to an individual who had a Texas driver's license, who negotiated the sale of this firearm. And then it turns out, well, he's an illegal alien. And he passes the gun off to his friend, who's also an illegal alien. Well, how are you supposed to know? How is a citizen supposed to know that the person standing in front of them is an illegal alien? And the answer is there is no way to know. The peace officer at the front door of the gun show is not even allowed to ask. And that's what the lawsuit in Arizona is about. They don't want peace officers asking people they pull over on traffic stops if they're in the country illegally. Yet the citizen selling a gun from his private collection is supposed to just somehow know.
There's also a lot of public ignorance. You might cover that. The media calls it the gun show loophole. No, it's a grandpa can give his 14-year-old a 22. You can sell your neighbor a 700 Magnum.
It's called the private transfer. Okay. In the 68 Gun Control Act, which, by the way, was based on Hitler's statute on guns. So it's a sad comment on American law, but it's on the
late Senator Dodd admitted that he'd been in the Nuremberg trial.
Well, we know he checked out the Hitler's laws from the Library of Congress and had them translated and then shortly thereafter introduced the 68 Gun Control
Act. Now, my memory says, though, he was involved in the Nuremberg, correct?
Yes, he was a prosecutor there as
well.
Okay. Anyway, back to this case. This is a travesty of justice. What they did was they prosecuted this man for knowingly selling to an illegal alien. But at the trial, they admitted, oh, well, yeah, he really didn't know, but he should have known. And the law is that the actual wording of the statute says is that you shall not sell a firearm to someone you had reasonable cause to believe was in the country illegally. And that's what they argued to this jury. They said, well, he should have known that this was an illegal alien. Why? Well, because of the way they walked and talked, because they looked like Mexicans. They were Hispanic. They spoke Spanish and English, too, by the way. And they wore cowboy clothing. That's what they did. That's what they talked this jury into. This jury, which boggles my mind.
Yeah, they wore cowboy clothing because that's where the cowboys came from. Mexicans are the real cowboys. That's where the whole style came from. But I mean, that's amazing that in Arizona, the feds are filing two lawsuits. Right. They've gone to the UN. They're saying a police pullover drunk driver, and they're wearing a cowboy outfit. They don't speak English. They don't have an ID. You take them to jail. But now they're saying, oh, as a citizen, even if somebody's got an ID, is posing as a citizen, we're going to send you to prison if you sell them a gun.
Yes, that's what they did to this man. Now, there's no good reason to do this other than to scare us citizens into not selling our firearms, not going to gun shows. As I see it, that's what it's really about, because it's the government that caused this problem because they've allowed millions of people to enter the country illegally. And then they have a law in the book that says you can't sell to these people. And they give you no method to determine who's who.
And they give them a driver's license.
Yes. Now, what's really going to infuriate you is the individual he sold the gun to with the driver's license. Nothing happened to him. We just checked yesterday. He's still living in Austin. Apparently still has his job. Still has his Texas driver's license. He committed three distinct federal crimes. He purchased the gun, knowing he was an illegal alien. He possessed the gun, knowing he was an illegal alien. And then he transferred the gun to another illegal alien. Okay? And he's not been prosecuted for anything.
So now we have selective enforcement, more discrimination.
Yeah.
But here's a $64 million question. The intel I got from the victim and from people at the show is that they were running stings and that this appeared to be a staged event, that it was under surveillance. Do we know for a fact, or do we have any evidence that, I mean, we know they've let him go, haven't prosecuted the illegal alien. We know he's above the law now, that this was a setup.
I don't know of any other rational conclusion you could make based on what we do know. Now, I have no direct evidence that they're working with the guy, but I will tell you it's common. They don't lock up the narc. They let the narc somehow gets out of jail the next day. Isn't that, you know,
well, we know this is part of a larger federal strategy, and the Austin Police Department admitted this to the news, the Statesman and others, that the feds are coming in pressuring them to, quote, shut down gun shows outside of the law. And they're also at the Justice Department level using the collapse of Mexico and the drug war down there to claim that guns from Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico are causing, as this is part of a larger strategic operation, though the actual studies show close to 90% are being bought by the gangs directly from the military, yeah. And most of them aren't U.S., they're German. That's where the Mexicans buy most of their helicopters and guns and machine guns and vehicles, so that's not even true either. Now, there are some Mexicans that come buy guns because they've been debarred the right to self-defense to protect themselves in Mexico, and quite frankly, I'm all for the Mexican people having guns.
Yes, it's amazing. If you've ever been down to El Paso, you can see across the border from downtown El Paso, and you can see this imaginary political boundary. On one side, there's this prosperity, huge buildings, clean, beautiful city. On the other side is this dump, and it's all because of your political structure. It's an imaginary line. Yet it's stark contrast from one side to the other. And on one side, citizens are allowed to own guns and there's peace and tranquility. On the other side, they're not, and there's mayhem and murder.
It's literal road warrior.
It is out of control. You go on the internet and pull up any of those.
That's not even the word. I was looking at news yesterday of they go into nightclubs and cut everybody's heads off, and it was all these men with their heads cut off in the nightclub, and they take children and murder them. They grab the Latin American immigrants coming in, the Mexicans do, and they kill them. And when good police try to investigate, the police come and kill them. They're killing mayors almost every day. There's rocket attacks. Now it's 28,000 deaths in the last couple of years. I mean, it is literally the most dangerous country in the world. And they're blaming our Second Amendment for it.
Yes, it's amazing that they even try to do that. It's such a stupid argument.
Now, tell us about the victim. I've met him. He's going to prison. He's tried to contact us, and Matt tried to get me to get him on. I do want to get him on. I apologize. I've been so busy. I wanted to research it further, but you've now researched it even further. But let's talk about the victim and what he's faced. Is there any way to help him? Is there an appeals process?
Well, yes, he's going to appeal. I don't put a lot of faith in appeals for certain various legal reasons.
But tell folks the name of the victim, then we'll get into that.
Well, his name is Paul Copeland. He goes by the nickname CB, 56-year-old Vietnam vet. He's lost his job over this. He's
By the way, he's a Mason. He wears a Mason necklace, but the Masons aren't helping him.
I know like zero about Masons, so.
Yeah, no, man, I'm just pointing that out.
But, he would lose his home if his son wasn't willing to move in and take over the mortgage payments while he's in the joint. So it's a sad deal. But really, what I want people to understand is this could happen to them. And my advice to everyone is, as professional lawyer advice, okay, is based on this case and this prosecution, you don't sell your guns to anyone that you're not absolutely sure is an American citizen.
Yeah, this means gun shops. If a Hispanic person comes in with a suntan and dark hair and has a Texas driver's license and fills it out, you just can't sell to them. I mean, and I don't want to discriminate against Hispanics, but this is what they're doing.
Well, that's certainly the import. I mean, that's what they argued to this jury, and this jury gave their stamp of approval. You know, and why is this guy still walking around?
It's a very dangerous precedent.
Why is this illegal alien, his name is Leonel Huerta Sr. He's still living in Austin. He's not been deported. He got on the witness stand, okay, under oath and admitted in front of a federal judge, federal prosecutors, and various other federal agents in the courtroom and admitted he was in the country illegally and allowed to walk out of the courtroom under his own power, okay?
Meanwhile, a Vietnam veteran's in prison or about to go to prison.
He's about to go to prison, yes. Now, I ask you, who's in a better position in any buy-sell transaction to know if the buyer is an illegal person?
Well, that'd be the illegal.
The buyer, right. Okay, so they prosecute the seller, though, the citizen.
They don't prosecute the person knowingly lying. But another question is, how did he get the driver's license? Because they give them to anybody.
I don't know how he got it. I'd like to know.
But there won't be an investigation about that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have these answers provided to us, right? No, I'm joking. What really bothers me is that it appears that this is an effort by the government, ATF, APD,
to create a chilling effect.
Yes, they're using illegal aliens to attack our rights. We have a right to buy and sell firearms amongst each other. It's called the private transfer. We're not dealers. You own guns. You can decide, hey, Velty, you want to buy my gun? And I can, okay, because we're private.
Stay there. This is key. We got to go to break. Folks, they're using illegals to go after the assault weapons nationally, and they're going after your local right to give your grandson a firearm. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Okay, Paul Velte, Peaceable Texans for Firearms Rights. Be sure to give out the website. Paul is with us. All right, you got the floor on this segment, the next, then we're going to Bob Chapman. Recap all those great points and any other points you haven't gotten to and how we can somehow help this guy. You also, during the break, said it'd be good if one of the jurors contacted you for even more on what went on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I would very much like to talk to those jurors to find out what went through their heads, what were they thinking when they did this to a fellow citizen. Truly, how do they expect us to know to protect ourselves from these illegal aliens? It's, you know, we've what? The estimates are 20, 25 million people have entered the country.
More than that, yeah. Last,
what, decade or so? It's like an invasion. It's treasonous, in my opinion, because look, what's the difference between helping 1,000 men with guns come across the border and take over the government? What's the difference between that and assisting a million people to come in, set up shop, and start voting and accomplish the same
end? And then using them as informants to set up veterans.
Well, to put you out of work, to put you in prison, to make you give up your rights, to use them to prosecute you, as was done to Paul Copeland. I think it's a crime. It's a crime what the government's doing. They're the ones in charge of immigration, yet they're using these illegals they have allowed in the country against the citizenry, in this case, to lock up a man and to frighten the rest of us into not exercising our lawful rights to buy and sell our guns. That's what it's really, it seems.
And you've really cut to the bone. I mean, your analysis is exactly my analysis because it's veritas. It's the truth. And it's outrageous, and it's only going to get worse. And they successfully shut down that gun show.
Yes, they did.
They used that sting on the news.
APD used that. It was, you know, what's interesting is that there was no arrest that day on January 16th of this year at the gun show. Paul Copeland was not arrested. He was let go. They just took his gun collection, swiped it, you know, robbed him, and left. Yet, they APD claimed, because of the arrest at the gun show, we're going to have to shut it down because it's a nuisance. They used this nuisance statute we have on the books here.
For crack houses.
For crack houses, exactly. Whorehouses, place like that where this
Places of ill repute, continued crime areas.
Yeah, if you have repeated arrests for drug possession and such at a certain locale, they can come in and condemn your property as a nuisance, right? And make you pay damages and what, clean it up and whatever. Well, that's what APD was claiming at the gun show.
So it's just but lawless, out of control color of law.
There wasn't even color of law. If you read the nuisance statute, it clearly didn't apply to this kind of situation. It limits itself to certain types of arrests.
So the government's out of control. Where do we go from here? Because I've seen this similar tactic being used all over the country. Illinois, Indiana, California, New Mexico, they're doing these things everywhere.
Yes, it's a clearly a move by this administration that's an anti-gun administration. They'll use whatever they can under the radar to attack us, okay, our gun rights. I think any kind of overt move like Clinton did, they have learned the hard way that's a bad political move. So they're going to do things under the radar, like destroy millions of perfectly good firearms that should be sold to the public. The Division of Civilian Marksmanship actually has a program where you can get a free M1.
And now the feds are blocking that pro-Second Amendment good government policy of stuff that taxpayers already paid for. Instead of destroying it, the citizens could get it or pay a small price or even get it free, pay for the shipping. Not anymore. They're destroying them. And they're trying to block the military selling brass to reloaders.
All of that's total insanity. I mean, we paid for this stuff.
Well, wait, it's total insanity unless you're like Hitler, who didn't want the citizens armed. Then it makes perfect sense. Back in 70 seconds, final 5 minutes with Paul Velte. I'm Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Velte, founder of Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights, with us for another 5 minutes, and Bob Chapman joins us. He just tuned in. The headline at Infowars.com, feds convict Texans for selling a gun to illegal alien with Texas driver's license. That's the press release. We've got links to Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights. I appreciate Paul Velte joining us. Paul, give out the website. Again, this is a national issue, the Obama administration using illegal aliens who are given driver's license to go set up citizens who legally transfer firearms to them. They're also trying it with gun shops. They come in and fill out fake forms. Government says they don't care. They're sending you to jail. They want to, by hook or by crook, extrajudicially, outside the law, or by using fake laws with juries or misapplying laws to send people to prison.
Yeah, well, I call it creating legal risk. If they make something like gun ownership so legally risky and costly that people just voluntarily give it up and quit exercising those rights, that has accomplished their end. And I think that's what we've been doing for the last, well, since the 68 Gun Control Act, really, because that's where it all started. The 68 Gun Control Act, a lot of people need to be aware, you know, that has a list of prohibited persons in it. And that list has been growing and growing. They keep adding in onto it. See,
now they say if you're even in a divorce, they file things and try to take your guns. They're now trying to say veterans can't have guns if they ever collapse on the battlefield. They're now saying that's a mental illness.
Right. A lot of those provisions of the 68 Gun Control Act were never enforced. Like, for example, it's illegal for a person who's addicted to drugs to, or who's an illegal user of narcotics to possess a firearm. And, you could never prove that much.
And so now Rush Limbaugh hurts his back. He's on OxyContin. He can't own a gun.
Well, it's more like the pot smoker. If you're going to be a pot smoker, you can't be a gun owner.
Because it's listed as a narcotic.
Yes, right, even though it's not. Yeah. But that's listed as such, yes.
What is that, Schedule 3?
Schedule 1.
Schedule 1.
Yeah, Schedule 1 drugs have no known medical use whatsoever. Can't even experiment with them. Cocaine's on Schedule 2, okay? You can at least...
So marijuana's worse than cocaine.
Yeah.
Because cocaine has medical use in surgery.
Blood
vessel.
But the history of marijuana is that it's been used medicinally for hundreds, maybe 1,000 years.
Yeah, so they're widening. I mean, I can't tell you how many vets I know, including one of them who's a famous football player. I'll just leave it at that. And he has no criminal record. And he tried to go in and buy a firearm last year, and they said, there's something in your Army record. And they wouldn't even tell him. They said, no more guns. In fact, we may come to your house and take them. In fact, you just can't buy a gun, pal. We're coming to take them.
Yeah, I have a vet who has the same problem. He's seeing the VA doctors, right? They're nice government-paid-for doctors. But most of them are like Indian and, you know, non-Americans. And he happened to draw a particular Indian woman doctor who said, oh, you've got mental error. You've got post-traumatic stress disorder. You shouldn't be allowed to have firearms anymore.
Yeah, no, it's foreigners who hate the Second Amendment because of the culture.
Yeah. It's a sad point we've come to, but I'm glad you allow me to be here to at least wake up people a little bit as to this particular new threat With this prosecution of citizens for selling to illegal aliens.
We've got to get your press release out to everybody. It's feds convict Texans for selling a gun to illegal alien with Texas driver's license. Key report. And how do we help Mr. Copeland? Obviously, the guys have been haranguing me, rightfully so. Let's get him on with Mr. Velty in the next week or two before he goes to prison. I mean, let's try to help him.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot any of us can do for him now. He's done, been convicted, all right? This is one thing about the legal system, is that it presumes itself to be so infallible that once they decide something, it's decided. It's res judicata, and it stays that way. Now, its only prayer is an appeal, and that the judge made some kind of error during the course of his trial that he could get a reversal.
Well, he contacted us after he'd been convicted. I'd met him before that, after it had happened, but we need to try to help him somehow. Paul Velty, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Amazing interview. We'll be right back. That's Paul Velty, Peaceful Texas for Firearms Rights. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. We're going to open the phones up on the attack on the Second Amendment, the attack on Arizona, what's happening with the economy, the Nightline hit piece on my shelf that many of you saw last night, or that I analyzed in the first hour. Bob Chapman joins us every Friday in the third hour from the InternationalForecaster.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I haven't even really gotten into all the news yet. There is just masses of it. out there that we're going to be breaking down with Bob Chapman. But, Bob, I know you were on hold for a little bit of that tail end of that interview, dealing with Obama on record sending the Justice Department in with illegal aliens who are given driver's license and go into gun shops, fill out fake forms, and then they bust the gun shop when they didn't know, or they're going into gun shows where legal private sellers can't be gun dealers but can sell their private collections, buy, sell, and trade. They're busting them for really non-issues, and we were just covering that. I mean, this is so incredibly corrupt.
Well, it's the kind of thing that you would expect from these people, and it's probably going to continue until we can find a way to stop them from doing it. And quite frankly, I don't know that way. I'm not an attorney, and I just don't have an answer for it. But, you know, it was a long time coming. They're going to do everything possible to do what they can do to try to, as the gentleman said, intimidate people into not having weapons. And you could get back to the 1968 legislation, which he said a lot of wasn't implemented, which is true. And, you know, I was big in guns in those days. And so I know, you know, lots about it, and a lot of people rushed to buy all kinds of different things before they had the law, so they wouldn't have to sign for anything, et cetera. But it's going to be relentless. And as long as Americans have weapons, they cannot implement what they want on the people of the United States. You know, as you said, in reference to the foreign doctor, foreigners are used to not having weapons. And so their mindset is totally different. And
well, yeah, I mean, a lot of their religions, and by religion, I mean their culture, and it's in areas of Europe, it's in Asia, it's everywhere, is bootlicking. The religion is bootlicking and being upset by slaves owning guns. And in slave cultures, in dominated, oppressed cultures, the commoners aren't allowed to have weapons. It's that simple.
That's right. Whether it's pikes or swords or crossbows or machine guns. And this is that mindset. And that mindset allows the Illuminists of the world to control people. And it's a very good point, because, you know, if they don't have any weapons, they can howl all they want, and we can shoot a few of them, and they'll shut up.
Absolutely.
That's the concept.
But the truth is, with a highly motivated population, if it ever goes to that, which I pray it doesn't, you can get all the guns you want with a knife.
Yes.
So there is total resistance. Nothing can stop you if you're motivated. Go ahead.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. And I think, and I don't think people realize this, I believe that the military is going to be a big plus for the American people. I don't think they're going to blindly follow.
By the way, you're always saying that, and I more and more agree with you, Bob. I mean, this isn't bragging. It actually kind of freaks me out. Everywhere I go, military stop me. Everywhere I go, police will pull up or come out of a coffee shop. Everywhere, in other cities now, and they are listening, and they know it's true because they're living it, they're experiencing it, and they are really waking up right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a little story to tell you. I do a program I have for about 6 years or so, and it's called the Marine Disquisition every Thursday, and it goes out to military people, retired and active all over the world, and particularly people in the Marines and in the Navy, although many others listen, including people in Washington and the State Department, et cetera. And anyway, I had received a letter from a subscriber in Greece who said his brother attended a wedding and on one of the islands. And the wedding was attended by some wealthy industrialists of one form or another, very successful people who are probably very well thought of in Greece. And he was told that on September the 20th, or before the end of the month, they expected a change in the Greek government. And I mentioned it on that Marine program, and I no sooner got it out of my mouth when an email came in from one of the people who is a guard in Athens at the embassy. And he says, you're absolutely right. He says, we're on pins and needles. We've been put on alert. They expect a coup, and we hope it's bloodless. And what do you think of that?
Well, you've got a lot of good sources, and we'll find out. So you're saying the word is, now is this going to be a change of government against the bankers raping Greece, or is it going to be worse?
Number one, it's against the bankers. And it's against Papandreou, who is an alumnus of Bilderberger, and they want him out of there. And they know what he is.
Yeah, the Greeks have been taken over by the Nazis and many others. They're fiercely independent, smart, patriotic people, and they know they're going into bondage, and 600 of their islands are being handed over to bankers privately. They're saying, well, Goldman Sachs owns this much. We're going to give all their top bankers their own private islands. That's mainstream London Telegraph and BBC, but they report it like it's good. And they're taking over their entire infrastructure, and the people see their entire country being given to the banker criminals that came in a decade ago and took over their government and signed them on to all this. And that's amazing information, Bob.
Well, I hope it's right, and I hope they do it. And I think they will. I know you were on the radio and TV over there, and I was as well. And what I told them was this. Number one, you get out of the euro. It's too expensive for you. Number two, you default on your debt. The bank has made the money up out of thin air, and they should have never made the loans in the first place because they knew the financial and economic situation in Greece for many years. Number three, go back to the drachma and make sure it's nominally or undervalued so that you can compete with your exports, and you'll have all kinds of tourists coming to Greece because it'll be an inexpensive destination. And leave the eurozone.
And the bankers are going to try to punish them, and it's going to be painful, but it's going to be a more painful road to submit to them.
Submission means 30 to 50 years of absolute bondage. And as a matter of fact, if I don't know if you saw this in the news in Romania, we'll call him the PM, said and implemented all kinds of austerity things. And the people are ready to throw him out of office. And, of course, the loans to the same bankers. And let me put it this way. If Greece gets rid of Papandreou and says to the bankers, no, we're not going to pay you, and they put other people in government, and I'm sure they want a bloodless change, if that happens, it'll happen all over Europe.
That's right. And people are like, well, why do I care about Iceland or Greece? Because as they go, so goes the rest of the planet.
Well, you can start off with the Irish are furious. Anglo-Irish Bank comes back yesterday. They wanted almost enough money, which is equal to the revenue that they take in Ireland. I mean, to stay alive, to stay in business. And the people are getting furious there. Once the Spanish wake up, all hell will break loose. The Portuguese are a little bit different. I've lived in those countries, so I know what the temperaments are. And in Italy, once the buttons push, they'll go bananas. They're very nervous people, let's put it that way. And then that'll spread to Eastern Europe, which is already in dire straits, which is...
Why don't Americans... I mean, Americans are getting angry, but we were always known as the most explosive, aggressive, violent, greedy to defend our freedom. Why are we so submissive? The TV, the fluoride, the drugs, the brainwashing. We are literally in a coma, but we're starting to come out of that coma.
You're absolutely right. We are. And, you know, you're not going to convince everybody. And you don't have to. All you have to do is inform 15 to 20% of the people who are intelligent, who are willing to go forward and say, no, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to take that. And at some point in time, that will come to the fore. But in the meantime, they get educated. And then when we get there, what drives people, just like it drives armies, is their belly. And if they're not getting fed, they get to be very ornery, no matter what kind of citizens they are in what country. And so I believe that when unemployment, loss of homes, cars, job, living under the bridge, when you get enough people doing that, then the government's got problems. And I do not think the American military will come in and take illegal orders from a non-citizen who says he's president of the United States and go around and round people up or shoot them.
Now, that's the key. That's the key. So what does the John Warner Defense Authorization Act state? What does the Brigade Homeland state? They know that once that starts, true leaders will arise for either, good patriotic reasons, or they'll see which way the wind's blowing and want power. They openly say they're going to move to block governors, even remove governors, claim that they speak for the states at the federal level because of the governor's council, and they're going to move and assassinate or attempt to assassinate governors and legislative leaders that lead the charge out of this coming dark age. Let's talk about that, Bob, when we come back. Then we're going to phone calls, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget the great news site, GCNlive.com.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Just words as we went to break. If you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, it says they're going to take over all of the National Guard, federalize it even further, take it away from the states, and prepare to go up against legislatures, governors, civil unrest. We've got British Ministry of Defense Report 2007 saying the same thing. They are getting ready to block the people worldwide from taking their governments back peacefully through their state and local governments. Bob Chapman, the entire architecture is aimed at that. Do you agree that's a key point they're going to attack?
Absolutely. And they're going to have to get the cooperation of the military to do that. And I don't know that they're going to get that. In fact, when people ask me, I say, the best thing for you to do when that sort of situation happens is talk to the military and, you know, see what their attitude is. And if they're not going to follow the orders, you join them.
But again, they know political, legitimate state leadership trumps the out-of-control feds that are foreign banker-run, engaged in this takeover. They're worried about that legitimate coalitions of states standing together. That's why they're already trying to block the states' rights movement. We've got to accelerate that states' rights awakening like our lives depend on it, because the life of this republic is on a razor's edge.
Well, that's an understatement, because these people are working 24/7 to force the people of the world to accept world government, and that's part of it, controlling people within your own country. And that's what that legislation's about, as you pointed out. And I hope it doesn't come to that, but it very well might. And but I think we're going to get help from the military. I don't think they're going to be an adversary.
Well, I tend to think more and more you're right, Bob. This is certainly a struggle we're in, though. Everything individuals do now, every person you wake up, every person you reach out to, even if they laugh at you now, they won't laugh down the road. The maximum effort is needed now in the info war. I want to come back and go to calls, Bob, and some other news items I want to get your view on. But first, in the last week, what's your breakdown of the economy? Gold breaking out. Bloomberg saying the majority of future options on gold for the month of December are $1,500 or above. That's an 18% plus increase in gold they're predicting. What's your take on it?
First of all, they tried all week to get gold down. Were relatively unsuccessful, and they really poured it on. Right now, gold's off $3, but the stocks are very strong. I don't know whether silver traded over $20 today, but the last time I saw it, it was 1995, and that's pretty close. So I think in a way, silver's leading the way here, and I think there's some really big hitters in there who have been trepidatious previously because of what happened to the hunts in 1980, and I think they're finally coming around and saying, let's go for it. And I think that's why you're seeing the move that you're seeing in silver. And every time they try to knock it down, they get their heads handed to them. And the same with gold. It's big physical buying. They had to hold gold down and silver as much as they could because they wanted to go into the holiday weekend making the both of them look weak and making the markets look strong. So they took the market from 10,000 to 10,430 on very low volume. And after the first, after the holiday, the market may very well start to turn back down again. It's window dressing. I think two of the important things that have come out this week, number one is the Debt-Free America Act, which is H.R. 4646. And they want to put a 1% sales tax on credit card debit card and securities transactions. Have you heard about that, Alex?
Yeah, it's a Tobin. It's an individual kind of VAT on financials.
That's right. And so the chances of it getting passed, I believe, are slim. And that's fortunate for us. But just to put the thing up shows you where they're headed. When, on the other hand, the administration is saying to business, well, we're going to get you some breaks so that we can revive the economy, and it's all smoke and mirrors. The second one is the Automatic IRA Act of 2010, which is far more dangerous. It's a mandatory payroll tax on all workers of 3% to be used to purchase government retirement bonds.
Which they'll loot. Stay there. So they are coming with VAT, financial taxes on everyone. The health care tax is passed. They're trying to implement that. They're trying to come in with retirement taxes. I mean, folks, the austerity's here. The bankers looting the hell out of us and giving themselves record bonuses. They just got started. Bob, continue with that on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Couple program notes here. Some of the media is trying to spin what I've said, all part of their ongoing deception. They build straw men. They can't actually attack me for what I say. They have to take it out of context or distort it. I was contacted by members of Robert Rodriguez's crew, who are Hispanic, concerned about the movie Machete causing racial division and problems and perhaps violence. Then I got the script, and it mirrored the Arizona trailer that was scenes in the film. Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that he did cut those scenes, and that indeed that stuff in the trailer was from the film because he was worried about violence. He admitted it could cause problems. Since then, his producer has spun it that, oh, Alex didn't have the script, and that's not the movie. I haven't seen it. It's been out. It came out this morning. I'm going to try to go see it this evening if I have time. I don't want to, but since I've talked about it so much, I have to. And I've just got work piled to the rafters. I'm not complaining. It's going to be pure torture. Sunday I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be able to give you a brief report on it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I pray there's no violence. But people are spinning it saying, oh, you know, Alex is saying this is a race war film. I'm saying the script and what his crew told me and what that Arizona trailer showed is race war. Rodriguez says he edited that out. Now, we're going to find out if that's true. But if he did edit it out, that doesn't make me wrong. It means he went and changed it. Okay? And we have the film commission head saying, well, there is some pretty serious stuff. We don't know if we're going to give them funding. So, and last night I was getting ready to watch. I just got the TV working because I never watched broadcast TV. And I got it all hooked up and everything. And I was watching ABC before Nightline came on with their hit piece on me. And it was local news talking about, is it going to be denied because of the race war stuff? So it's in the New York Times. It's all over the news today. And they link to my YouTube videos about it and the big controversy. So I'm going to find out soon. You know, we're almost out of time. We got Donovan, Julio, Steve, Brendan, Scott. I'm going to try to get to your calls. Maybe after those five calls we're about to take in a moment, perhaps I should just leave the next calls open for people that have seen it. Because I know there were some midnight screenings last night. You know how they'll have a Friday release, but they count the Thursday evening at midnight. In fact, I know they had early screenings at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, my favorite theater in Austin. I think some of the people in the film are actually there. We probably should have gone over to that event, but that might have caused a problem. So we're going to be discussing that. I'm not going to spend any more time on this, but it's your purchase of books, videos, materials, t-shirts at Infowars.com that funds this operation along with supporting our great sponsors. We've got a deal that may end tonight, may end tomorrow, because we're just running out of all the DVDs. We've already run out of the first video, one of the videos we were offering in the five-pack for $9.95. Now we're offering Road to Tyranny with the other four great videos. That's going to run out in the next few hours. Then it's going to be Martial Law with the other four films for $9.95. Five films, $9.95. That's probably going to run out in less than a day. And then I've got one other film, Truth Rising, that's excellent to go in the five-pack, but it's probably going to run out by Saturday or Sunday. So if you want to take advantage of this special, Infowars.com, five films, $9.95, and these are powerful films. You may know this information. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman here in a moment and get his final comments on the economy and then to your calls. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors, again, that made the transmission possible. One of them is ColaBlue.com, the wonderful atmospheric water generator system. It's just like a water cooler without a water bottle on top, and it grabs it out of the air and puts it through filters. The best, cleanest, purest water you can get. I've got one. Rob Jacobson loves his. ColaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, ColaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com. And don't forget the wonderful folks at Diamond Gusset Jeans, 888-8-GUSSET, Made in America. Shirts, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, all made in Tennessee and Georgia. And they've got a deal where you buy anything right now, you get a free denim bandana with a Don't Tread on Me snake on it. So it's a great deal. All made in America. GussetClothing.com. Super high quality jeans. Find out why they're so special. GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET. Banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last but not least, eFoodsDirect.com, they've got a deal running for a couple more weeks where you can buy three, get one free. They did that, 6 months ago? It was their most popular promotion ever. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, fresh food, highest quality, longitudinally operating, the best food I found. That's why I got them as a sponsor. It stores for more than 10 years and climate controlled. 10 years in your garage, if that's where you store it like I do, or the attic. eFoodsDirect.com, a whole bunch of different great food lines, gourmet, down to basic, they've got it all. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. At least call and get a free brochure. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, briefly, Bob, we appreciate your time. More on the economy. You're getting into all these new taxes they're trying to ram through, and you hardly hear any news coverage of it. And then I want to go to calls.
Well, there's none at all. That's what really gets me. And this automatic IRA Act, it's 3% that they want to pass, and I think they can pass it. And I was told by Washington, people I know there, that they're planning on jacking it up within 3 years to 15%. And this is a foot in the door because within that act, it also says, if it's passed, that they would consider implementing the takeover of retirement plans and putting them into what they call retirement bonds or guaranteed government annuities. And that's what they're going to go after if they get this thing passed. And that'll be next year. And there's about, the private plans have about $4.3 trillion. And they want it. And so they can keep on having plenty of money to subject us and have their wars and all the things that they want to do. But this is very important legislation. And I'm glad I got a good, fresh look at it. We've been talking about this for over a year. As far as the market's concerned, next week, I think it'll start down. I think gold and silver will break out to new highs, particularly silver. And so I see, you know, very firm markets in gold and silver next week. The volume is not enough for the government to sustain the stock market. People are leaving in droves, and a lot of them are going into U.S. treasuries, which are in a bubble, and then people say to me, well, how do I short them? And I tell them, don't.
Because well, what does that mean that the majority or the largest group, is the way Bloomberg put it, the most popular option in Wall Street on gold is 1,500 by December?
Well, they figure that the price of gold is going up, and of course, the government will do everything possible to keep it down, but they're not going to be successful. And we should get up by the end of the year to 1,500 or 1,600. You got to remember, our official inflation since 1980 would have gold at $2,400 an ounce, and real inflation via John Williams, who you've had on the program, eminent economist, he is calling for $7,600 in round figures.
All right, let me stop you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and finish.
No, I was finished.
Bob, I want to go to these calls, but they snuck the income tax through in 1913, didn't really implement it until the 1950s for the general public. They've snuck through so many other taxes. And go back, because I've seen that in the news, but just tiny blurbs. They've got multiple bills to create a VAT on all financial transactions, debit cards, banking, you name it, which sets the precedent to track all purchases, control what you do. I mean, it's an incredible robbery. They're coming in trying to make you put money in government retirement accounts, basically expanding the Social Security tax that they rob as soon as the money comes in. I mean, that's amazing. List that legislation again, both those pieces, because you're right. That's not even on the radar screen, and they're trying to sneak it through right now.
Well, there was H.R. 4646 was the piece that was the 1% transaction tax. And there's no co-sponsors. There was just one person who sponsored it. But I think it's a trial balloon. I think he was put up to it. And I think they want to bring the factors in that you just mentioned in later. And what is later? Probably after the election. And also with this automatic IRA act, if they think they can get it passed, they'll put it through before the election. My guess is they won't be able to do that.
Okay, one final point. We're going to calls. Kurt Nemo wrote a story last night. And it's been confirmed, gun confiscation in response to Hurricane Earl. Now, here's another headline from the Examiner. North Carolina governor suspends gun rights state of emergency order makes criminals of concealed handgun permit holders, sports shooters, and hunters. So they're saying during emergencies, you can't own guns. This is the time you need your guns. We saw Katrina. This is their policy to set the precedent and the idea that anytime there's an emergency, you can't have guns. This is amazing.
Well, impeach the governor. That's what I told the people in Greece. If you can't impeach him, get them out of there.
Absolutely. This is outrageous. Donovan in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two questions. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bob Chapman, do you believe that the U.S. would never return to its original state unless the Federal Reserve is abolished?
Well, first of all, we do need the Federal Reserve abolished, and the work that they do should be turned back to the Treasury Department where it was in the first place before they passed the, what I think is an illegal Federal Reserve Act. As far as going back to the Constitution, the only way we're going to do that is by electing people who are willing to take us back that way and not act like the people who are in office now. Short of that, if we can't accomplish that, I don't even want to contemplate what's going to happen in America.
Okay. Alex Jones, it's kind of staggering to kind of like look at the mind control of the American people today. Me being a African-American person in the DFW area of Texas, I could really see the mind control on the black people getting really caught up in the emotions with Obama and stuff. And like be talking to these people and really just telling me that he could really do whatever he wants. And I could see all the mind control they have like placed on us over the last, I mean, I don't know how long, but it seemed like they just feel like he could do whatever he wants to and they're okay with that. I mean, I even had somebody tell me that Obama is doing what he can for the American people, but they also believe that the Illuminati controls everything. So I say, well, if Obama's being controlled by the Illuminati, what makes you think that he's doing good stuff for the American people?
Donovan, great points, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to move quicker so I can get to others, but it's just like Democrats wouldn't wake up to Bill Clinton when he was an open crook and lying to him. And Republicans still think there were WMDs in Iraq, even when the government admits there weren't. They still think Bush is good. And it's the same thing. They get bought into somebody, like they're getting bought into Glenn Beck, and he can promote VAT taxes. He can promote all this stuff because he says the right thing one day and then the wrong thing the next. And people get sold on an idea that somebody's their friend. And then they can't admit they've been bamboozled. And it's just that simple. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to talk to you both. Bob Chapman, God bless you. Two Google search term ideas ties into this entire broadcast today. With the ABC attack piece, it's disgusting to see Mickey Mouse sink this low with that horrible attack piece on you, Alex. Mockingbird Media, possible search term, exposing Prescott Bush and the whole World War II startup of the CIA operation, and you can show video clips of Glenn Beck.
You'd have to do simple searches like Bush's Bush family Hitler, Bush family Nazis would do it, and then that would bring up all the videos and documents and London Guardian and AP admitting it. Most people still don't know about that. If you wanted to expose the ABC media thing, you would search the term. Hell, you've done it. We've never failed, but we're at the end of the show, and I don't know if just plugging it a few times will do it over the weekend, but let's try. Demonizing Alex Jones. Search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Great story by Kurt Nemo that has the Nightline piece posted. He breaks down all the brainwashing, and people can search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Demonizing Alex Jones, D-E-M-O-N-I-Z-I-N-G, demonizing Alex Jones. Let's make that the search term so people know how I'm being demonized and how they're demonizing all of us who love liberty through, you know, using Alex Jones as the logo to, you know, to then tear down. Demonizing Alex Jones. Let's do that as a search term. We could also search the term gun confiscation. Gun confiscation, that will bring them to gun confiscation in response to Hurricane Earl. We'll also just have the 5-year anniversary of gun confiscation in New Orleans. So let's search two things today. Gun confiscation and, separately, demonizing Alex Jones. You have never failed, and that's a good idea. We've got to write an article with all the latest stuff, so it'll be number one. So let's do that next week. I'll have Watson when I'm out with Ventura. I'm going to be on the road a few days with Ventura, but I'll be here at the end of the week. Watson's going to be here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday if I'm not able to get in on time. I may get in on time on Thursday, but I'm going to be on the road again with Ventura. It's top secret. I'll just leave it at that, in multiple states with the governor. Again, demonizing Alex Jones is one search term, and then we'll do gun confiscation is the other. And next week we'll do because, folks, we can't do it now because we need to make sure we have fresh stories out to make it so when people search it, they get the intel. Or somebody else will put out disinfo to get that. But we'll do the Bush-Hitler stuff next week. That's a good idea. Demonizing Alex Jones is one search term. Gun confiscation is the other. Anything else, Julio? Look what you've done now.
For Bob Chapman, in terms of Illuminists and how they like to work with the number system, like 9/11/91 and 9/11/01, 10-10-10, possibly integrate the North American Union, something like false flag through computer systems or, you know, a fake WMD, as you like to say, Alex. What is Bob's take on the Illuminous number system and 10-10-10?
Yeah, they are obsessed with it. They're a bunch of fruitcakes, Bob.
I agree with him. Yes, they are a bunch of fruitcake. You know, you've been to the Bohemian Grove. And I get a laugh every time I think about that. I lost my train of thought. Continue, Alan.
We're talking about how they're fruitcakes and obsessed with numerology.
Oh, numerology. You're absolutely correct. And 10-10-10 is probably a good number. And when I made my prediction that there would be a false flag event in November before 9/11, I didn't know what the date was, or did I have a clue? And I was within 33 days, which I think was a miracle. But they do really, really lean on this numerology and I don't know what you call it.
Well, that's human nature, superstition. I mean, look at baseball players got their lucky socks and their lucky bat. I mean, look at it. It's just everywhere, and they're superstitious. I mean, I'm not really superstitious, but I still knock on wood. You know, I still like horseshoes. And the globalists just take it to the 10th degree. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, Bob Chapman, your phone call straight ahead.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hey, if you're listening to this rebroadcast tonight, tomorrow, enter these search terms. Don't stop, because I'm a little nervous. We've been successful 19 times in a row having the number one search term. In fact, we've done three in a row before, had one, two, and three. Search the term gun confiscation. That'll lead them to the Katrina stuff, the fifth anniversary, a lot of news on that. The fact that they're talking about gun confiscation going on in North Carolina. I mean, that's confirmed. They're saying, yeah, if you got a gun, we're going to take it from you. This is amazing information. So we're going to search the term gun confiscation. And we are also going to search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Two separate search terms. I forgot to ask you, John Harmon, with those last callers, did anybody say they'd seen Machete? All right, we'll know on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'll be able to tell you. Brendan in North Carolina, where your governor is saying he wants those guns. You're on the air.
Actually, she's saying she wants the guns. Governor of Beverly Perdue, and yeah, I kind of wanted to call in this really just express my absolute disgust for it. I think it's completely absurd. Like you said, I mean, emergency is a time where people need to have guns. I mean, it's an emergency. And
you're law-abiding. You've got a right to protect your wife and children. Single women have a right to protect themselves. Police officers have a right. I mean, do we say in an emergency, let's take the cops' guns?
Well, exactly, and actually the funny thing was is actually I knew about the state of emergency. I did not know about the my loss of the right to bear arms. Actually, I was driving around last night just kind of checking out the storm. I lived really close to where it came, and I had a shotgun in the car with me, as I always have something in the car. You're crazy not to have something in the car with you, and I guess if I got pulled over, I would have been in big trouble.
Because you're an evil American who's got a gun. Anything else?
Not really, except for, I did actually get a chance to watch that piece that the ABC did on you. And I just want to say, you really held up well. I think, they definitely were trying to slam you, and it was really slanted. I'm actually a member of the media myself. I've been a reporter in local media for a little while, and I kind of know how you can work a story if you want to, and they totally worked you. I mean, they tried really hard to make you look crazy. But look, man, you look like a total man walking next to that reporter. I wanted to say that, you dwarfed him in size, and it was impressive, and I was proud.
Well, I'm not that big. I'm only about 5'10 and a half, but I do weigh 240 pounds. So I guess he's diminutive, but hey, nothing against small people. But God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, I don't think you've probably seen the Nightline hit piece, but they're really getting concerned.
Well, that's good. They should be concerned because we're coming after them. And you people in North Carolina, impeach that woman who's your governor. Get rid of her.
Bob, I always forget to ask you till the end. Genesis owner Midas Resources has a free deal where they'll give anybody just a free introductory digital or hard copy of the Forecaster, invaluable investment and political info. Do you happen to have that toll-free number for folks to call and get a free copy?
Well, I got one of the two, and it's 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And if you purchase a French franc, which is almost a fifth of an ounce of gold, for $270, you will get a free 1-year subscription to the Forecaster. And I think that's an absolutely terrific deal. And TED does pay for that, I can assure you. And it's a great investment.
It's insane how good a deal. I mean, that's a great deal on a franc by itself, but a whole year, either digital or hard copy. It's amazing. But you can also call and just get a free introductory copy, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, Lord willing, I'll see you back live next Friday when I get back from working with Ventura on the road. Watson's sitting in for part of the week next week. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, and I'll be there. Bye-bye.
Great job, crew. I cover the TV stuff now.